Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for the Morning Entertainment Report. How you doing, Dean?
Some far-out music you got there.
Oh, yeah. The most music on the Big 72.
Purple Haze. You know, I'm listening to Triad. Remember Triad? The old underground?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the FM. Oh,
yeah.
Those were the Animals, for the record. And you know what? Watching the verdict, didn't it remind you of the day we were watching the O.J.
Absolutely.
Trial verdict?
Exactly what I thought of when I was watching all of that. I remember going out to Michigan Avenue when WGN Radio used to be in Tribune Tower, and people were lined up outside that window that we had, the Showcase Studio window. They were like 10 deep, trying to hear and see what was going on. And, you know, that was the case all over America yesterday. People were lined up mm-hmm. near TVs and radios trying to hear what was going on. It's exactly what it reminded me of.
I imagine a lot of Hollywood reaction to all this news.
Yeah, just like everyone else, you know, people are jumping in with their opinions on what happened yesterday. Oprah Winfrey was one of the people that tweeted out that she is relieved. She said, "I'm emotional in ways I didn't expect. I cried tears of joy as each verdict was read." Said, "I'm grateful to the witnesses and their testimonies, and grateful to Darnella Frazier." That's the 17-year-old girl who video recorded the whole thing. And she said, "I'm grateful to every juror for seeing and acknowledging what the world saw on that tape." You know, the world wants to know what Mariah Carey thinks of all of this. She put out a couple of tweets yesterday saying hallelujah, and another saying a beginning, a small grain of hope for our future. Whoopi Goldberg said, "Guilty, guilty, guilty. No one wins. George Floyd is still gone. And finally, someone was responsible. Derek Chauvin." Kerry Washington chimed in with her response yesterday, saying, "A guilty verdict, but this fight for justice is not over. We have a lot of work to do. There is more fight ahead of us. But right now, take care of yourself and let's take care of each other." Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're just a long, long list of celebrities. Just like, you know, if you go on social media now, everyone is expressing an opinion, a thought. You know, it's a bit of a catharsis, I think, for a lot of people, just to, you know, kind of, you know, check in with how they're feeling after this very emotional day.
Yeah, if not total justice, certainly accountability. How is Ted Nugent doing?
Ted Nugent announced yesterday that he's got COVID-19, which is more than a little bit ironic, because he was one of the people saying that this is not a real pandemic, this is not a real a virus. He put out a Facebook Live video in which he called it the China. He didn't even say China virus. He used some profanity, but still is calling it China in his video, saying that he's been in agony for the last 10 days since contracting the virus. He said, "I thought I was dying. I literally could hardly crawl out of bed for the last few days." You know, you may know Ted Nugent from Cat Scratch Fever and, you know, Motor City Madman and all that. But more recently, he's a very outspoken, very ultra-conservative activist who said that he was not going to get the vaccine. He called the pandemic a scam, was rallying against all of the public health restrictions. Interestingly, Dee Snider, after hearing this response, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister said he has no sympathy for Ted Nugent because he was a denier for this whole thing. You know, the concern for another human being, Ted Nugent is 72 years old, which according to health officials puts him in a very high-risk group. So, you know, that's the latest. Apparently he's doing better with this, but it's from our How Ironic Is That department today.
You know what? There's a group of guys that I have dinner with every couple of months, and one of the guys, we all have been vaccinated, and one of the guys was missing last night, and he has I don't know if he's a denier, but he has not did not want to get the vaccine. And, you know, I asked last night, you know, where is Pete? Well, he's in the hospital with COVID. Mm. So, I mean, you got to be smart about these things.
Yeah.
The Oscar swag bags are coming back, aren't they?
Now something really important. The Oscars are this Sunday. It's going to be kind of interesting how they do this. There's not going to be a traditional red carpet. They're going to do all of the Best Original Song nominations before the actual ceremony begins this year. And the famous tradition of the Oscar swag bags that go to presenters and nominees are back again this year. These are these luxurious giveaways, sometimes actually literally bags in which there's electronic devices and certificates among the items in the swag bag this time, which is worth $60,000. Two-night trips to a private resort in Fiji with access to personal five-star chefs, a four-night trip to Turks and Caicos, which is worth $10,000, and all kinds of trips to resorts in the Dominican Republic and the Bahamas. Once again, solidifying our long-held thought, celebrities are just like the rest of us.
Sure they are. We'll get to the Chicago Film Festival, Kelly Osbourne and Prince with Dean Richards momentarily. Hard to believe, Dean, it's been 5 years today, right?
5 years ago, 2016, Prince found dead at his Paisley Park mansion in Minneapolis area. And they are commemorating the date today by allowing 1,400 fans inside. The reservations for this have been gone for quite a long time, and flowers and mementos are already being set up just outside of Paisley Park by a statue, which is just outside the front doors. If you want to pay respects or just, you know, have some Prince memories today, you can go to paisleypark.com. That's where they are doing online memories there. Great to listen to some great old Prince songs like that, like Little Red Corvette. You can actually, when you go on paisleypark.com, or if you ever go tour the actual Paisley Park, they have among his mementos there his handwritten lyrics that he wrote when he was writing the song. You can actually see that, which I like stuff like that. I think it's really cool. If you want to see what I think is the greatest Prince performance of all time, go on YouTube and take a look at his performance from the 2007 Super Bowl when he did Purple Rain, when it was actually raining outside.
I remember that.
It was amazing. I would argue that it is the greatest Super Bowl performance of all time, and of many great performances that Prince did. I think that was one of his best. I was lucky enough to see his final performance in Chicago at the United Center. It was in March, in the March prior to his death. At the time, I was really mad because he was about 90 minutes late starting the concert. One of my concert pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
But once the concert got started, you completely forgot about that. And, you know, now what kind of a bittersweet memory that it was his final performance here.
Yeah, I was reading about him earlier. He gave money to the Joffrey Ballet in Chicago in the 90s, and apparently in, I think it was high school, that he studied ballet. Very interesting artist, no doubt.
Yeah, very, very much so. That if you missed that piece that they did on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago, look that up also. Basically, I'd like all of you to spend your whole day on YouTube just watching old videos.
People do anyway.
If possible, right.
We've heard from Kelly Osbourne about her problems. What is she saying?
Yeah, she has kind of had a history of problems with sobriety through the years and was doing really well 4 years of sobriety, but she just announced that she has relapsed. And she says, I'm not proud of it, but I'm getting back on track again. She did say in an upcoming podcast that she'll have, you know, more information to share with her fans, including all the times that she's gone to rehab. So another Osborne other than Sharon in the news today.
And we have some Chicago Film Festival information today, don't we?
Yeah, this is another little, you know, indication, I guess, that things are beginning to get somewhat back to normal. The Chicago Film Festival Cine Youth Festival that they put on for the past 16 years is scheduled to be back on this year. It'll be May 5th through the 13th. It's a collection of just over 100 short films that come from 25 different countries. Really interesting films, really creative films, really, you know, things that are really different. You can get more information if you go to chicagofilmfestival.com/CineYouth, C-I-N-E, Youth. All of it will be streaming for free globally as well, and all of the events and screenings related to this are free and open to the public.
Yesterday, we were talking about Navy Pier, and today there's news that Navy Pier is reopening this summer with a phased reopening beginning April 30th, and the Saturday night fireworks displays starting in May coming back. How about
those
that?
Those are always fun, to just see the fireworks. It's just nice to see some things that are, you know, that we haven't seen in over a year, you know, kind of inching us back to normalcy. You know, I got to like that.
Will the Dean Richards monorail be up and running by April 30th?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that the city workers could fill potholes that fast.
I'm still working on getting the parking garage to offer discounted parking for about $2 there. So not ready for that either.
We were saying yesterday it's too hard to get in and out of Navy Pier, and you really shouldn't have to take a second mortgage before you go to use their garage, if you can get near the garage, because sometimes it's so packed. That's why I've been advocating this monorail system for quite some time. I got to tell you, my favorite thing that I saw yesterday was I'm on the mailing list for Marianne's Savvy. What's it called? Savvy Traveler?
Savvy-planet.com.
Oh, I wasn't even close. Savvy-planet.com?
Yeah.
Savvy-planet.com.
Yeah. Oh, is it not the word dash, but there's a dash.
But
in
an
the
actual dash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Marianne puts out these great recipes, and there was one yesterday of roasted garlic artichoke hearts.
I had it.
Which sound delicious.
Yeah.
But I'm fascinated by how she accidentally found out about drying out diced garlic. That I guess she had some garlic that she just wanted to warm up a little bit and left it in the microwave too long, and it got crispy, and you know, it winds up to be like solid garlic croutons, I guess.
Well, you know, Dean, great inventions often happen by accident.
It's such a great idea. Savvy and then -planet.com if you want to see that. Today I'm going to be cooking on the morning news at about 9:30. And I'm taking one of these TikTok recipes that all the kids love that, you know, go viral. There's something called Chaffles, which is a waffle that does not use any batter. It's mozzarella cheese and egg that you put on your waffle iron.
That sounds good.
And it comes out just like regular waffle. So 9:35 this morning, and I'd like to thank my manager.
The director is
my kids
getting
watching
you off
at home.
We'll be watching, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.
Thank you, Dean.